In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Without question, in my opinion, this is the single biggest series of the year so far. I don't think that that's I don't think that's hyperbole or crazy or out of this world. It makes a lot of sense that the team who's in first place in your division, who sits six or seven full games ahead of you in the standings, and you get them in your building, tends to be a bit of a big series across the board. More importantly, it's what it says about you, in my opinion. You have most of your starters back. I get it. Maybe Reagan's not for this weekend. Okay. But you'll get Lugo this weekend. Your lineup is what it is. This is the best team in the American League, in my opinion, better than the Yankees and others. And you're going to have to duel it out all weekend long. Casey Mize, who's been great, is pitching tonight against Lugo, right? You're going to have to go through this every time. I think it says a little bit something about their metal. And I think that this is something I've given them compliments for this year. It says something a little bit about their fortitude to hang in there and win a series against Detroit this weekend, even though I don't think they're better than Detroit right now. So, oh, like, they'd be winning
Detroit's
a series
a complete
against a team better than them.
Detroit is a fully complete team. That's why they're the best team in baseball right now. And their success has been carried over since really middle of August last year. They have been
pretty much
just,
probably the best. I imagine they have the best record in baseball since August 1st.
Exactly.
That's
what I was alluding to. 100%. I mean, they're the best team in baseball right this second, but it really goes back to August. And so they've been doing this now for, what is that, 4 months, 4.5 months? That's what's really impressive. We know they've got a manager that has experience in the postseason. I understand what happened in Houston, but still, the guy also won there, and he's winning now in Detroit. And they're a complete team. And so this is a heck of a challenge for the Royals. It sets up for a great opportunity, though, to go ahead and find yourself in second place by Monday. You could be in second place in the division, for those of you that are standings watching.
Feeling good, because you got the Tigers for two of those three.
And, you know, you would still be doing that with Cole Reagans on the IL. Seth Lugo is maybe going to pitch Saturday,
Jack
looks
Caglione
like.
Jack Caglione in AAA, not at the big league level.
And where we all would recognize, hey, the offense is still not where it needs to be. That's why this weekend would be massive. Now, on the flip side, you know, the disaster is you get swept. All of a sudden, you know, you're one game above 500. It's another winning team.
I'd be ready to declare the division dead, almost.
I wouldn't
maybe
go that far
dead,
on June 1st, but I
I'd put it in a 95%. You'd be on life support.
Yeah, so look,
the division would be at hospice.
I mean, understand.
Not be looking good, dude.
I understand, and I think a majority of fans would probably be with you on that. I don't think on June 1st, unless I'm the Colorado Rockies, I can actually
only in
say
a sweep, not like a loss of the series.
I don't think you can say if you're still above 500 on June 1st that the division is over. But I hear you. I totally think a lot of people would have that same thought. It is a huge weekend though, and a chance for the Royals to get a series win against a really, really good quality baseball team. And, you know, the weather is shaping up nice. Moose is getting his jersey retired, his number retired,
yeah,
I should say,
cool.
On Saturday. It could be a pretty fun weekend at a Kauffman Stadium.
No, I think, it's a big, it is, again, a big series, as you previously pointed out. But I also expect massive crowds and good, like, and, I don't know, just like a big scene this weekend. And I've told you, for as many, and I'm not even trying to pretend like, the Royals have actual problems, right? Like, they can't hit to this point unless something's going to dramatically change and all these guys are going to start turning their seasons around offensively. They're going to probably need some resources here in the next 30 days in order to come around offensively. So I'm not trying to pretend like there aren't questions about whether or not that's an issue. But what I will say is they fight like a team that knows how to win. And this feels like the kind of series where you can at least say, see, look, we can still hang. Like, we're not telling we're winning the division yet. We're not telling you all our problems are solved. But take 2 or 3 against Kauffman this weekend, and I'm going to feel, not infinitely, but I'm definitely going to be feeling stronger about the positioning the Royals are putting themselves in. And because, again, they got Casey Mize tonight, Scoople tomorrow against Walker, and you're like, whoo!
You know what?
So it's not even like, I mean, weird though, for a team that's not hitting, I mean, like, they've actually done better against Scooble than anyone else in baseball.
Well, against him, right, and Scooble is a Cy Young favorite right now. He won the Cy Young last year. I was just going to say, not only the track record, Cody, that you were alluding to that they've had against him, I was just going to say, so far this year for an offense that struggled, I can think of 3 instances where they have gone up against a really, really good pitcher, and they've actually somehow had some of their better offense performances and won those games. Logan Webb for the Giants. That was when they went out and put, what was it, 8-plus runs on the board.
Yeah.
And Logan Webb. Just this week, Hunter Green, really good pitcher.
When they were getting ready to lose the series. Yeah.
They've actually, it's weird, against guys that are clearly some of the better pitchers in baseball, those have been the outliers where they've actually had decent days offensively. It makes no sense.
Over the last 2 years, a year in which he won the Cy Young, and as you pointed out, is currently the favorite to win the Cy Young again, they have a better than, Tarik Skubal's got an ERA above 4 against them over the last 2 years. And you're like, what? He won the Cy Young, and this has not been like a world-beating offense the last 2 years. No, they're just better against Skubal than anything else, maybe because they see him. Maybe it's just style makes fights. Some version of them actually gets to the guy. And then they have the massive pitching advantage on Sunday because they're rolling out their 5th start of the Tigers, and the Royals are rolling out a current, probably AL pitcher of the month in Chris Bubich, because technically Sunday will be June, which means his May's wrapped up. And
yeah, it's already over. Yeah.
His numbers for May were quite good. And so there's a pretty good chance he's the American League pitcher of the month, and you got him going. It just feels like, I like series like this early, Gold, because you can't recreate, baseball's so long, you can't recreate that feeling of playing in those August, September, October series a lot of times until you really get there. But because of where the Royals have been in this battle back and forth for a huge chunk of this time, this series feels like a chance to make a little bit of a statement of, we're not going to go down without a fight this year. We still have all these pieces in place. We can still pitch. Highlight the things you're great at.
Yeah, can they be the one team, really, though, so far, in the last couple of weeks, so that can really kind of shut down the Tigers at all? I mean, they have been unstoppable to this point in time. And so can the Royals do that?
Can anyone slow them down?
I mean, this has not just been because the Royals are chasing. I mean, nobody else, whether it's in the division or elsewhere. I mean, the Tigers have been the best team in baseball. I will say today, like, yeah, they're slight dogs. The Royals are even money to win tonight. Casey Mize, as you said, going for the Tigers, they're minus 120. The Royals will be dogs heading all the way in until Sunday in each one of these games. But that in baseball, honestly, it's just not the same as a football game. If someone's a 7-point underdog in baseball, if you're an underdog, like, there's 162 games, we've gone over this, you could win 110 games, you're still going to get beat 52 times. So just because they're dogs tonight really doesn't mean
being like
a
massive underdog in baseball is like when the winning team is minus 200. That's how close.
Yeah,
like,
I can give you an example. Let me see if the Rockies are playing somebody. Yes, they are. That's usually how I go to if you're looking for a massive money line differential. Let's
see. You want to bet on the Rockies to win
plus tonight? 270 tonight. There's
that's it? Just two and a half to one, essentially?
The Mets are minus 335 against them.
They're saying it's...
You have to bet $335 to win $100 for the Mets tonight if they win. You could bet $100 and win $270 if you think the Rockies, who still have, what, 9 wins, 10 wins?
But they're
like
still
that.
Telling you that there is a... There's still a better chance the Rockies win this game tonight than... Salvador Perez has 2 hits, probably, or Bobby Wood Jr. has a home run. Like, those are the similar odds they're giving you. So they're still telling you, I don't know, it's not that crazy in their mind.
Salvi's plus 210 to get two hits tonight.
Yeah, so it's like they're telling you that.
Which
those
one
are,
would you rather bet? Salvi to get 2 hits tonight or the Rockies to win a game?
Salvi's a bit cold.
The Rockies Salvi. To win? You have to choose Salvi still.
Does Salvi have more than 8 2-hit games this year? That's really the question I'm asking myself, right?
I mean, call me crazy. Some people might say, no, you got to take the Rockies. But the Rockies have 9 wins all year, okay? Like, you're not finding
But does Salvi have 9 two-hit games? That's really That's what they're essentially weighing against each other.
The Rockies have a track record of sucking. Salvador Perez might be a future Hall of Famer. I'll still bank that he can get into one for a game or two, you know?
Yeah. It does feel like better, like, on the day odds versus just, like, yeah. I was giving you the numbers. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 multi-hit games this year, Salvador Perez. So that's why he has better odds than the Rockies to win a game.
The Rockies stink. I mean, you thought the White Sox last year were doing something historical. They did. The Rockies are going to give them a strong run for their money. A strong run for their money.
The other interesting part about this weekend to me is what I think has become right now the local perception that happened to Mahomes and I think is currently happening to Bobby Witt Jr., which is, hey, you're not doing enough. Where's that Bobby Witt Jr. I remember from last year? And I'm like, are you guys nuts? Let me just put into perspective. Not to mention, he is a top 10 WAR player in all of baseball and currently still has the second best odds to win MVP, even if he's way off of Aaron Judge is going to win it.
-8,000
In any 8, universe.
Yes, it's a real thing. Yes. Aaron Judge is -8,000 It's over. Unless he gets hurt, it's over.
In any universe, a guy hitting a 2.7 WAR player, leading the league in doubles, hitting 290 with a 350 on base and an 829 OPS at shortstop, you would be over the moon for. But because that's 40 points off his average last year, 30 points off his on-base percentage last year, and 150 points off his OPS, we're going to pretend like he's not having a good season. He's having a tremendous season. It's just not the season he had last year where he led the league in hits, had 32 home runs, had 110 RBI, and I still think there's time for all of those things in Bobby Witt Jr.'s season this year. I think it's the home run numbers that are throwing
people
off.
Yeah, the power numbers are down. I say power numbers down. He's got, as you mentioned, the leading the league in doubles, but the home runs are down. But we also know Bobby Witt Jr. is very much capable of having a 2 or 3 week stretch where he is just on fire. When is that going to happen? Maybe it starts this weekend.
Tonight,
hopefully.
I hope.
Maybe it's in the middle of July. I don't know, but he's going to have a 2 or 3 week stretch where he is the best player in baseball. And no, and you don't want to pitch to him. The problem is, thinking of that, how fearful are you right now of the rest of the lineup? You're not. So why are you giving Bobby Witt Jr. anything to hit? And you're not. And so I think his job is also much tougher right now this year than what it was a year ago because of the way some guys have been hitting around him. But Bobby Witt, I think, has, what do you say, 20 stolen bases? I think he's got 20. So he's on pace for 57, and he's leading the league in doubles. And he's pacing the same for walks. Let's act like the idea that he's having a down year is hilarious. It really is. The home run numbers would be the only thing you could point to, but he also has
doubles.
But he's
also leading the league in doubles. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Like, if he
he's going to get hot for 3 weeks and everybody's going to shut up about this.
If he only hit, like, dead serious, if he only hit 22 home runs this year instead of the 31 he hit last year or the, 32 last year and 30 the year before, but he led the league in doubles. What do I care? Like, I'll be honest. Well, at that point,
I mean,
good enough. Yeah, I would rather have a home run than a double, but it's just, can Bobby Witt Jr. hit with power? That's the only question I'm asking, and the answer to that is currently yes, because he is hitting with power. It's just weird because, like, I think he suffers from the Patrick Mahomes thing, which is a good problem
to
have.
The bar is so freaking high once you do what
he did. 330 last year, dude, 30 home runs, and was, you know, just short of being the best player on the planet, according to MVP voters. And so people are looking at it and they're like, whoa, a little disappointing, you know? And you're like, I mean, I'm sure he would tell you he wishes he could play better because he probably has a standard for himself that he should be hitting 500 in the league. But there is no way to not look at his season and be like, my God, he's a freak of nature.
Where he's pacing is still great, but I'm just saying, I think we saw this happen last year and with some of the great, great players in the game. They can get hot for 2 or 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, the numbers just start to look absurd, like absurd again. Yeah. And that's the difference. You're right. His numbers are really good. People want him to be absurd numbers, and the numbers aren't absurd. I think that's the bar we're at now. Like, they're not absurd enough. You know, that I think is where it's at. And then look, we all know this. When you're the leader of a team, and clearly he is the face of the franchise now, him and Salvi, but from a hitting perspective at this stage of their career, it is Bobby Witt Jr., the guy who was second in MVP voting. Just like Mahomes, when things don't go well offensively, people will point to Andy Reid and Mahomes. In baseball, you don't really point to the manager necessarily when it comes to this kind of stuff. You point to the star player. And even though Bobby's performing, when the offense is ranked where they're at, even if he is doing his end of the bargain, you are going to be somebody that people focus and dissect even more. And that's just the reality of being the superstar that you are. But yeah, nobody should be worried about Bobby Witt Jr.
Here
and I think the numbers are going to get back to being really crazy, too, when he gets hot for about 2 or 3 weeks coming
up. Yeah, that's literally all it will take. Here are the five players who have a better WAR than Bobby Witt Jr. this year and this season. Because you got to remember, the stolen bases and the defense and all those things matter for being a superstar, too. He does everything great, not just one thing great. Aaron Judge is number one, not surprising. Cal Raleigh, who is having a ridiculous season, is number two. Pete Crow Armstrong, Shohei Ohtani.
Heard of him.
And then Bobby Witt Jr. Those are the only four players who have done a better job in team total WAR for their team this year. So, like, yeah, it's going fine. If you have any concerns over Bobby, I would just tell you don't.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.